Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
'Happy Monday. If you are hearing our voices, that means you decided to start the week the right way. Now, just saying, it might be Tuesday. It might be Wednesday.
But it's there.
But we're here.
It's here.
We're supposed to be here on Monday.
We're pretty committed right now. Like, our episode's actually coming out when it's supposed
to. Yeah, but they are. But I figure if I just say it right now, if it don't, then it's kind of like, you ever prep your girl for the disappointment? Be like, these niggas is, you know.
You like, you figured out how many ways you can say it. Is this that? If I bring it up at one, like she, and I know I'm not gonna be that eight, is that good enough?
She expected like this gift. You like, oh man, yo, you seen that article about UPS? Everybody taking that long today. You say it on Monday, by Friday, like, oh, I'm gonna get a UPS.
Yeah, you gotta premeditate it. Oh damn, what's up?
That's what I'm doing.
Is coming in town this weekend. Uh-huh.
Yo, gotta hit her when she's doing something.
You know what that would be? You know what would be great if niggas had a period. If we had a period, we could lie on it and be like, oh,
I don't want to do that. My period. That was just.
Oh, you know my period's starting. Like, we don't have that.
Yo, I'm releasing sperm all week.
Hey, I'm not pregnant. Oh, what am I showing? How is my body going to show me? I'm not pregnant.
Damn, it's my time.
Damn, we've been trying to get canceled for 3 weeks in a row.
My nuts is bloated.
I can't right now. I'm hungry. Yeah. My nuts is bloated. Yeah. And I just want ice cream.
I feel ugly. I feel ugly. My hairline is not where it's supposed to be.
I'm breaking out.
Man.
It's crazy. My wife beaters don't fit. I don't know what's going on.
Nothing is going right.
Mad shit.
Yo, some white chicks type shit. Yeah,
nothing tight. Is going the way it's supposed to go. And I just wish that you'd have some empathy.
Let it be from us.
The first time I heard the word empathy, I thought she was cursing at me.
You ain't know what the word
was. I was like, what the fuck, bitch?
It really is strong.
It's like a strong. You don't have no empathy.
Oh, sound like you cheated.
Am I really?
Like,
damn, I hope I got. I started, well, where I left it at?
He said, is that contagious? Did I catch it?
Check the Louis Vuitton.
I cried when I was watching Titanic.
Got a little tear.
Talking about. If you are hearing three ignorant voices, because three men are leading this podcast this week, and we don't know where it's going to go. Before anything, make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Show. Make sure that if you are listening to us on Apple, make sure that you follow the podcast and then leave us a 5-star rating and leave a comment. We might read it on air.
Possible.
If you have anything to say to us, send it to GuysNextDoor123@gmail. If you got questions, got a question, you got a story you want to share, you need advice, GuysNextDoor123@gmail.com. Equally, we're about to enter into our fifth year of this podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We don't put y'all through some shit. So if you got anything you want to curse us out about, we're giving you an opportunity to curse us out. CYO. Put that in the subject line. Curse y'all out. GuysNextDoor123@gmail.com and let us know why you're cursing us out. Now, remember, if you say some wild shit, we might respond wildly.
Oh, I can't. I'm going to say whatever I want.
So don't dish out nothing you can't
that's
take.
That's all we're saying.
And I know. And I know. You know what I look like, but I'm damn sure going to know what you look like.
Yo, just that's all I'm saying.
No white flags over here.
I don't like nothing white. Bitches, flags,
socks,
men.
It's not my thing.
Socks.
It's not my thing. I don't like white socks.
Yo, Ryan said that shit one time, and I felt like the most not fly nigga in the world.
You really don't wear white socks?
Unless it's like
right
shorts, my shoes is white, it makes sense. But I don't like white socks off the simple fact that they could be clean but look dirty.
Nah, white socks do look crazy with certain jeans.
No.
Certain you wear white jeans, socks
like
with certain
if you,
jeans.
A nigga sit down and you that jean lift up, you like, why y'all white?
It's like you all
but
black.
Like the way he said it the first time, I'm like, you don't wear white socks. And I was
but
like,
the crazy thing about it, like my at the time, my the niggas I'm around, like the Nas, if you wore white socks, you owe nigga a smoothie. Nigga, but those white socks. Oh yeah, you owe me a smoothie, bro. Let's go. I don't care.
What type of rich games y'all be playing, bro?
It was just the don't wear. Why do you have
I
all
have
black
mad insurance? Underneath the back.
Yeah, here, here's your smoothie, nigga. Everybody had an intro phase. I definitely did.
Yeah, I
gained, you know, we can't like, gain weight anyway.
Hell nah,
it just sucks.
Can't.
Must be
one
man.
Kidney.
One kidney, man.
Yeah, he makes fun of us. Yeah, now what?
It's lit.
Now, right,
see, let me finish this intro. I'm about to go crazy.
But the craziest part about it. Oh, nah, go ahead.
Yeah, let me finish the intro because I'm about to go crazy. I'm about to go one kidney crazy. 1 KO, you might as well call this podcast 1 KO.
They're going
to cancel I'm about
you.
To go crazy.
The 1 kidney community is very, it's
they're
going to
cancel me?
It's
cancel me with a K?
They're going to take
K-A-N-C.
Imagine that you woke up and you had one.
Look, but listen, the one kidney
community
is really healthy as fuck.
OD.
Okay.
We got to be.
Like really niggas, I'm starting to really understand, like niggas really with 2 kidneys starting to look old to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're older.
You feel me?
Yeah. It's fine mm-hmm. over here.
Y'all niggas getting fatigued.
Hey, whatever. Hey, whatever right. gets y'all through this phase of your life where you don't got no kidney.
This phase is crazy. Our whole life? Niggas, this phase.
Ooh. Look at me with all the body parts I came in here with.
It's
all
right. The kidney community go kidnap. You go wake up in an alley with a zipper. You don't have one kidney. Yep. You go like this. What the hell
Boss
happened?
It up.
And they gotta leave a letter. They're gonna tat on your chest.
Hey.
Yeah, kidney community,
hey.
Motherfucker.
Hey, when they took up. When they took your kidney, y'all niggas like a Build-A-Bear now, so y'all just got that little Velcro.
We got the patch. We got the patch right here. Take it out. That's how they gonna leave you. They're gonna leave you a one kidney on the street with a note.
Yep. Y'all out here roaming the streets looking tough.
with a
teddy bear.
Nigga punching the ribs, it's over.
Nah, you're not gonna hit nothing.
Oh, right.
That nigga tank. Like, yeah,
oh,
nigga, what?
Yo,
what?
If you was Ryan, if Ryan Garcia only had one room kidney, he would have been just fine.
He would have just fine.
Oh my God. All right. What was I saying? Yeah, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you follow us on YouTube.
He's ignorant, by the way. The ignorance.
And I think that's pretty much everything. All right, now back to you, niggas. So this is the first time tonight that there's been 2 kidneys on that.
So the first time tonight, that's what you just said? Yes, it is the first time tonight.
Where it's been 2 people that equal up. That equal up to one
full person.
There's only one full excretory system.
There's one system over here.
All you stupid niggas that have done that job.
The crazy thing is what you said is like, we are way healthier than y'all.
All right. Okay.
That's the crazy part.
Sad though. We're not upset.
How are you way healthier than us? Tell me this. Kidney filters things out. So we have 2.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pissing.
Y'all have 1.
Mm-hmm.
I filter out faster and mm-hmm. more frequently.
Oh, because you pee like a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Be pregnant.
Nope. Look at him.
Be pregnant.
Every sip. That's why Ryan don't like drinking a lot. Ryan is one sip, he got to pee.
Yeah, I drink all day.
That LaCroix. Nigga, that LaCroix. You've been babysitting that LaCroix like it's Hennessy.
Can you hear this? Do you hear this? It's nothing there.
All right, listen, I don't want to prime with the white kidney community.
It'll fuck you up.
The community, do y'all spell everything with a K?
No. Well, shit, depends on who we talking to. Mm-hmm.
Depends on what part of town we're in. Depends on what type of time it is.
Like, get your two kidney having ass out of here.
I'm gonna do something.
Hey, boy, when's the last time you took a piss? 30 minutes ago, get your two kidney having ass out of here. How did you wind up with one kidney? That's what you gotta do. You like make a joke and then ask a serious question in between.
I got shot 6 times.
You're not joking?
Nah.
Nope. Okay. Mm-hmm. I noticed the dip in voice. I was like, yeah. 6.
It was definitely real serious.
You couldn't get out the way of the first 5?
Nah, yes, because... nah, because... Listen.
It's like an elevator. It goes up.
Yeah,
it's cool.
You feel me? Like, nah, I couldn't dodge the first 5 because at the time, it's like a lot of things was going through my head, and I didn't know how to react properly.
I don't think nobody know how to get
right,
react
but you know, it's like
once, level
right,
6.
But yeah. It's like this. It's like somebody put another person put in that situation would have surrendered.
It would have crashed out.
Right. Or me, on the other hand, like I don't know how to surrender. Like, we gonna go back into the beginning of the show when I said, ain't no white flags. Mm-hmm. I'm really like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. It's no white flags with me. Like, so if I would have handled the situation better, I probably would never got hit. But me not knowing who, what, why, just made me react like, y'all niggas not getting nothing. I don't know what's gonna happen. You feel me? So I'd rather just take the heat that came with whatever than to, you know, niggas put me in the back of the car, whatever. But yeah, that was the situation that happened.
You know what? I like to think we be getting better, but we don't, because this nigga is giving us all of this and we did not introduce him to the audience. Yeah, voice of Mouse Jones, fly ride, friend to the room. This is friend to the room month.
Yes, yeah, this is family friend month.
Right, who we got here today?
This is one of my, you know, my guys.
The guys.
Partners, friends, family. We've been in weddings together.
So where the fuck was you when these 5-6 shots? Why you didn't take one of these?
I probably was getting my kidney out.
Yeah, sure. It probably was.
Good fucking excuse.
Really, really.
You should have threw one at him.
If he throws one, they take one.
Thanks.
Not there. Okay? They take some shit from you. It's all right. Matter of fact,
Hitman Holler said,
I'm not even.
Then reload with the same bullets.
I'm not tripping. Because your karma's coming. Your karma's coming soon.
I was so fucking mad when Hitman Holler said that.
Don't
shit.
Bypass what I'm
saying. I'm bypassing it.
Your karma's coming. It's all right. It's okay.
Karma with a K.
Crazy.
Bets over or under. But nah, my man Trav, you know. You see him in the streets. He always has the finest of garments and
yeah. I see what's going on here. Very
chains, great
chains. Diamonds is dancing all around the room.
All around the room.
Yeah.
But these are one of my friends that come from a place like we could talk about the gunshots in the streets and all that stuff, but has rose to the occasion and started a business that of something that was illegal years ago and it's been legal for years now. But it's made
selling kidneys.
It's been you could get $200K for that. Yeah. But that's not what we're talking about.
Sorry.
Need to get a Rolex and start talking crazy. But actually,
I have no idea what this nigga's talking about.
Actually taking it from a place of which they used to, the white man, you know, got this business and never taught us nothing. They threw us away for transporting what they were making and stuff like that. And I'm not even talking about weed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a whole situation of tobacco and what we've been put under a rock from and not shown. And he's took something I never knew you could really own. Like, he owns farms of tobacco leaves and most people, he's not a middleman. It's something that the world always wants, especially these white people. So, yeah, I mean, he can speak more about it, but that's my guy. I praise him all day. You know, he gets to it. It's never going to stop over here.
But yeah, let's talk about that. So what is the business?
So the business is called Coated Leaf.
Well, first, he has more than one business. My son got a white tea line.
Right.
Fire.
Where the tea is at, my boy?
Fire white tees.
You ain't a guy next door. You ain't bring no tees.
Fire white tees. We can figure it out.
I got you a package.
I love tees.
Listen, you're gonna be hosting a party that he's sponsoring, so you good.
Yeah. Works for me.
Grammys. We're gonna be out.
Grammy weekend.
Yeah. We good. But that was first. He had a white tee line, and that's how when I met him, I'm like, yo, white tees. And some people never be like, oh, but that is fire. That's an idea that I had that I just didn't execute. Like, it's amazing. We wear white tees all day. So to have your own and a great quality of it, and people are copping left and right, they fire. So I mean, you got everything.
I got socks. I got tees. I got panties. I got legging sets. I got sweatsuit. I mean, it's a plethora of items. Like, you know, what I'm saying that I'm branded, but you know, to answer your question, like, the brand is called Coated Leaf, and what transitioned me from the organic t-shirt. The t-shirt is organic. Everything is organic. So organic cotton. But what transitioned me from the organic cotton to the tobacco was just something inevitable that was going to happen regardless, being that the name was Coated Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how the farm came into place, my girl, she's from like a farm town. She's a country girl. And she like, yo, I want you to meet my parents. And at that time, I'm like, I'm going to meet your parents. Like, I got to go all the way to the country. So I'm like, fuck it. I might as well make it worth it. Find me a tobacco farm. She found it. She like, yo, you got a meeting on Saturday at 12 o'clock with such and such. And shit, rest is history.
That's fire.
You know what I mean? Sure.
Now, so I guess to me, what made you say, find me a tobacco farm? Like, what was the thing that even stuck out where you were like, a tobacco farm is what I'm looking for.
All right, boom. So now, like I say, the name of the company is Coated Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? So I didn't want to go the marijuana route.
Okay.
That's the whole thing of me doing the tobacco. I didn't want to go the marijuana route. I'm already a statistic. I'm trying to change the narrative. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, street nigga came from New York, came from the projects, been shot, then had his fair share in the street. I don't want to deal with that marijuana and try to make it legal because it's legal. And then I'm already stereotypical. Like, you know what I'm saying? So no matter how well I conducted that business, my report was going to pop up. So the tobacco was kind of a way where I can still kind of bend along those lines, but not really be intertwined with the marijuana in a sense. It's kind of like
being in those rooms. With
right.
Them,
yeah. Right. Right. Right.
It's like, and I'm not your competition.
Right.
You want to focus.
Exactly. I ain't got no competition. Like, I ain't want to have to, well, this bud was grown. Did it? Man, come on. Stop playing. You feel me? Like, I'm not about to do that.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't even smoke. I just be hazy.
Yeah. Especially now in this age, everybody has their own strain. They grow. Their process is better than yours. It's just,
for sure.
And it's like I said, these white people have been having these tobacco grows for generations.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been making these sick, like, whatever they make with their tobacco, they've been doing it and pushing other people
of
out.
Of course. Even their contracts, like with tobacco, let me not say that because I can't speak for the majority of tobacco farmers, but the person who I deal with, he has his contracts 30, 40 years. You know what I'm saying? These are $500,000 of tobacco contracts, like different contracts. And these are for 30, 40 years. Now, just imagine you selling 1,000,000 pounds of tobacco at $2 a pound every year. Every year. And, you know, tobacco is seasonal. So you grow for that season, bam, you're done.
So what you do with the farm for the rest of the season?
Grow beans, other stuff. Yeah. You can grow other stuff. Wheat season, corn, beans.
You want some Queen Sugar shit for real.
Nah, it's just.
It's just fire.
Yeah, it's just, nah, I'm saying it's just a different avenue that, you know what I'm saying? A space where, all right, so I had an idea and the person who I deal with welcomed me into the space.
Mm.
So it's like, why not work that angle if I'm being invited in? So I just work the angle like how I work anything else. You get what I'm saying? Teach me the game. I'm going to take the sauce and I'm going to just spread it.
like it.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of what's going on with the tobacco and linking up with Ra. Like, so me and Ra been talking probably about like almost a year about this. Like,
yeah, at least. Off and at on, least, yeah.
Facts. Kind of sprung the idea. First, I wanted Ra to do, I'm like, dang, Ra, I want you to do consultant. So Ra was like, I help out, but you know, I kind of think, you know, we should go a different route. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I could bring you to such and such and we could put this together. So that's how we came up with the party situation. Mm-hmm. You know, just kind of get my feet wet with branding with another company. Not so in a sense with the tobacco, but just partnering up with another major company just to get that vibe, that organic vibe. You know what I'm saying? Not nothing so forced.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? So for me, it was just like Viola's family, he has his tobacco's family, putting them together, even if it's not in a sense of putting a deal together where they make money together, putting them in the same room together where now we have both lanes taken up by black owners. And now it could go from the minimal to where it's just parties to we're spreading awareness about what the product is and giving out to a high where we do a collaboration with another black owned whatever brand, whether it be canvas, whether it be clothing, whether it be whatever you could picture. So I thought that vision and putting that together would be fun. And I mean, it's working.
Definitely.
what's the word I'm looking for? Not the ceiling. Yeah, I guess that is the question. Is there ceiling? When dealing with these places where black people, you typically don't see a lot of us, like, is there a ceiling? Like, you tend to see, like, when we see black people go in these other areas, they'll be successful for a moment, but then they'll meet some type of opposition. And then instead of fighting, or maybe they're not even able to fight, right? There's an institution they're going up against, tend to get sent other places. Do you see that with where you're at, or?
Of course. And mostly there's a ceiling with everything, but it's all about knowledge and information. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got to be able, like that ceiling. Yeah. It could be broken through, but you have to want that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? You gotta also do the work. You know what I mean? So it's like for me is, with the tobacco license. All right, boom. They are just like one of the obstacles, like one of the little obstacles. They like, you got to have, I'm about to tell you two obstacles that will really mess up a person's financial situation and their tobacco license. All right. Before you get a tobacco license, you have to buy a warehouse.
Okay.
Right. Before you can get a tobacco license, you have to have an operating warehouse with merch. Right? All right, cool. You got the warehouse and you got your merch, right? You got your loads. You got where you going to get your tobacco from. Got your warehouse, right? And you got your employees. You done set your cameras up, all that, right? Had inspection come, this, that, and the third, right? Boom, you did all that. You still didn't get your license, right? Boom. Second step. You got to get a land surveyor to come out. You can't be 0.5-mile radius of another tobacco shop or a person selling tobacco out of their store. All right, boom. This is all before you get your license. Feel me? So you could have your spot running. You done spent this and that. The other tobacco spot, 0.4 miles away. It's over. Yeah, it's over. So you got to start all over. And you locked in a 5-year deal, real estate at the commercial spot. And you locked in a 5-year deal.
Is that something you ran up?
Yeah, of course.
Damn.
Yeah.
How do you spend that? How do you get? And I spent, how do you
make it work for you?
All right. So me, I have two companies, luckily. Right. So I'm able to, all right, look.
We're going to keep that.
Yeah, we're going to keep this. This is for this. We got to start all over. So now I know all this. Now I could do this beforehand, get my land survey.
The average don't know that. They're not going to teach you that shit.
They're not
going
to teach you that.
The same shit
until you call.
People, they're not going to let you understand it because they want you to fuck up and they want you to have to try again.
So like
more money in their pocket.
Right. So my partner, he in Kentucky. So it's different, like, it's different regulations from Kentucky to Georgia. So he can't tell me, yo, you need a land survey before you get your spot, or you need a warehouse before you get your spot, because remember, he had his license 40, 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he got to renew it, but he's not going in and say, hey, what's the new rules? And this, that, and third. And then he got 500 plus acres. His warehouse is on his property. Mm-hmm. He ain't got to find nothing. He built a warehouse on his property. So these are like little things that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
We can't overcome, but the next man can. You get what I'm saying? If you can read between the lines, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, it's just all about information and being patient. You know what I'm saying? And really doing your homework. Like, if you don't do your homework, how you going to pass? You know what I mean? And that's just, that's what anything... Yeah, that's what anything in life, you know what I mean? And that's what how I'm coming at this whole tobacco industry, because I feel like as me, as a, you know, black kid, statistical, playing in the streets, overcame the streets, was able to transition out of the streets, why I can't tackle these businesses that the other race has been in charge of for this long? You get what I'm saying? Like, it's no reason, because I got my people, you feel me? I got my people who I could put on, you know what I'm saying, show them a different route. Like, we ain't got to just always get that 9 to 5 or play up under Johnny and try to, you know, work our way up. Like, we could do our homework and build our own little foundation. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm all about, building our own foundation.
For sure.
The only reason I'm pausing before I ask a question, because I don't want it to sound like loaded.
Right.
Tobacco, we know the effects it has on people. Is that ever a thought process, or is there anything, I guess, any protocols you go about differently when, I guess, servicing it out or not? Like, but like, what is your outlook on that? Like, with tobacco, with, you know, just the health problem, it poses, mm-hmm. overall.
Well, me personally, as far as like the health significance of tobacco, I'm more so of either you do it or you don't. It's like, I'm not promoting that, you know, it's the greatest thing on earth.
And these are all adults,
right?
And these are all adults.
These are right
purchasing, this
right?
Year.
Of course. And what I try to do is I try to stay away from the flavors.
What does that mean?
So the flavor meaning like, you know, strawberry, banana.
Those added sprays.
Yeah, the additive sprays, like, you know, the flavoring and this, that, and third. And why I try to stay away from those is because they bring a different crowd. Yeah, they bring like the hip teen type crowd.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So automatically
it's bringing in kids.
Right. It's automatically. Oh, this tastes good. It's the first thing. Ain't no grown person going to say this. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I try to make it as natural as possible so okay. I can, you know what I'm saying, stay.
You're catering to right, the adults.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's always my thing. Like, when, like, you know, the older I'm getting, the more money we get in, it's like, you know, the same age-old statement we keep hearing, how do you make the money work for you? And I want to do that. So it's like, I'm looking into stuff, and it's like, people be like, yo, get into, like the marijuana business. I'm like, it looked too involved for me. But that's also, I don't smoke. So right. It's like, it's hard for me right. to really put my money in something that I don't do. It's not impossible. You just got to make it make sense for me. And, you know, you'll look at, like, stock and liquor brand, and it's like,
oh, damn, if I put my stock in liquor, that means
gotta really hope a lot of people get drunk. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm always thinking like that, but I'm also somebody, I'm a, you know, I guess determined, like a straight edge person. I don't do anything. So it's like, all the stuff I look at like that, it's like, would I be in conflict if I did that, right? Yeah. If I got in bed. Like, Ryan, to tell you, like, whenever we get liquor brand, look at, I don't turn them away, but I just won't cut the ad. Because it would be a lie first. Mm. Oh, then get this new Kvass. Yeah, it tastes so good.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's also him not saying, like, don't do it. Yeah. It's like, yo, like you're saying, everything's about choice and everything's in moderation. Like, there's so many different ways and aspects to look at it, but the fact that, like you said, I never really thought about that. The flavor stuff does attract a younger crowd. So
definitely does.
Push that away where other brands can do that. You could just sustain a proper great business that's just from the ground up.
You ever find yourself having a code switch when dealing with these people? Does that benefit you, if at all? Or are you just you?
Yeah, well, okay, so nah, I do switch. For sure.
Let me hear your white people voice.
I have to. I don't got a white people voice. I just got a proper voice.
Let me hear the proper voice.
He said, doop. Hello.
I can't.
Yeah. Travis, Billy Bob.
Hey,
Bill. Bill, I'll be out there.
You got 200 pounds coming your way right now, Bill.
Well, hey, big guy, you listen here. Trav will be there. You bet your ass.
Gosh, Don Jolly. I'll be there. Cowboy hat and all.
Oh yeah, you know me.
Yeah, so he be on
you sell into, but that's sell out. But you're like you play the whole. You play
listen,
the whole game
bro.
Game.
Listen,
he out there with the boots and the hat and all that. I'm
trying to tell you,
the boots not comfortable.
Nah, you got to get you the right ones. You that's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to break them in for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta break them in. But yeah,
he's out there. That's the thing. It's like I know people that have tobacco, like they'll have grub or something, but. They don't know. It's like the leaf. Like the
crush,
full leaf.
Like crush grub? Like crush Fanta? Like crush Fanta leaf.
Like the leaf that, like in the hood.
Oh, that brown shit.
Yeah.
So there's people that can sell that, but they don't know where it comes from. Oh, I get it from Jamaica. My cousin brings it over to me. Then I sell that. And it's like, that's a whole
niggas always had that. I know we eat.
Oh, that's definitely one, too. I mean, I do that.
You try to smoke.
I do it. Because niggas with weed don't have no grubber.
For sure.
Niggas with weed be, oh, yo, you got...
Throw that in there like that.
Niggas with weed be like, yo, you got roll up, you got grab up. So why not be the nigga? I think it's cheaper for me
to have the
to
roll
just
up.
Bring the grab. I always got the grab.
You always need this. What?
You good? Got the grab.
Think about, yo, damn, I got weed, but I ain't got... This is a day and age where everybody got weed. Like, it's not back in the day where weed. It's like, who got weed? Damn, you got weed? Oh, we gonna go over it. It's like, everybody got their own weed, but everybody don't got a lighter. Everybody don't got no grab.
Say the weed... Say the bubble on the weed thing pops, right? Say people, you know, there isn't this big weed boom anymore. What's the spin?
And that's what I'm setting up.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm setting up. I'm setting up to, you know, for that.
Because I'm pretty sure everybody always will smoke weed.
It's never going to go away.
It's the fact that it's just a boom right now where everybody got the it's only gonna get bigger that they print up at home and everything.
It's only
going to
get bigger.
Bag,
we got, yeah, we got 20 more years of weed growing. Because you got to understand it's not legal in every state. So once it's legal in every state, then we could talk about the downfall. But as long as you have 30, 40 states still available for legalization of weed, you're good.
Y'all some two smart brothers, man. I know you smart, but I'm just like, y'all
smart.
Smart
together.
Two heads is better than one.
That's why we together. You know, there's another one in our group, too.
Facts, oh yeah.
So that's three.
He's a genius, too.
He's a kid and he gets smarter.
The mastermind.
Gots to.
And we all lost it in three different ways. Yesha was a shooting. I donated mine and he received one.
Facts.
So he has two kidneys.
No, he received one.
Yeah, he received
one. Well, he actually has three. When you receive, when you receive a kidney, your joints die.
He's just greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two don't work. So I don't know how greedy that is. But
this nigga got an appendix for a kidney.
But I will say, it's one of the smartest niggas I know.
Oh, God. He's got one kidney doing the job of three.
He gonna get it by any means necessary.
Hey, so, to have two non-working kidney and one working kidney, you got... Next time, that hand is the five.
It also says it right there.
Shut up. How about that? How about everybody? You want to turn against me?
Well, you already turned against me.
I did not turn against you. I've started on this side.
No, you talked about my kidney.
I've started. I've always talked about your kidney.
So that means you always started. You always was against my kidney. You always had a problem.
Before, no, I wasn't against your kidney. I didn't tell you to give up
your
kidney.
Before you knew my kidney had to go, before I knew. You was against him already. You just didn't tell me, but you didn't like him already.
I was having to get rid of that bitch.
You
get the fuck up out of here. Like when that nigga break up. It's like when that nigga break up with a bitch. I was Kitty's a bad vibe.
That was a bad one.
That was a bad one, man. Yo, that's the crazy part. You haven't noticed that shit? It's like, if you want to know how your homeboy feel about your lady, just tell him about a fake argument. A fake argument. You'd be like, oh, man, she got on my nerve. If that nigga say, she always doing that shit.
I'm finally.
Oh, yeah.
He said, finally.
You hated your lady.
Definitely.
She always be doing that.
It
takes
me a lot to me to not to like one of my niggas' ladies because it's really not my business. Like I just gotta be around you. But I have not liked.
It don't take that much for me.
I have really not liked one of my cousin ex girl.
Tell me why.
She said some wild shit about my ex when I was with her that just was like, some assumption type
why
shit.
Why so?
Like, why? And I'm just like, and I looked at my cousin like this. And after that, it was more like, yo, after that, it's like, I don't fuck with you no more, but I could still. But she then turned it up on me and was like, oh, you don't fuck with me? I'm doubling down on not fucking with you. Like, I'll have a birthday party
I
for this nigga.
Respect that.
Nah, but now you're nowhere to be found. Oof. I'll get you out there quicker than, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Packed up.
Yeah, so you tight about
she's
some shit that...
pack a chino.
Yeah, packed her right the fuck up. So it's like, I'm not going to say I packed
her
up because I did it.
Latte.
But over time, shit gets... You notice, if your mans don't really rock with shit, it's really... Especially on the other side, if like with a girl. If her homegirl don't rock with you, it's really... Yes, they can stick around, but it's really tough to have like a solid relationship when a homegirls or your homeboys don't fuck with that person.
Oh, fuck y'all.
I get you.
You know how hard it is to be happy.
No, I get what you're saying, but
I'm 35, boy.
No,
some pussy that's gonna keep me home.
No, I hear you, but you're 35 and you're still talking about some pussy that keep me home. See what I'm trying to say? You don't get what I'm trying to say?
Word.
Anybody in your life, your niggas didn't like. It wasn't we didn't like them, or your boys were like, I don't fuck with them. It just things didn't work.
Good point. I've never been in that.
That's what I'm trying to say, but it never gets to that situation because you see the flags. You don't like the shit your niggas don't like. So why I'm going to stick around for some, y'all don't like it, you don't think I don't like it.
You're a friend because if I do, bitch, I got to leave you.
Because they going to tell me some shit that I notice, and if I notice it, I shouldn't be
here. Now I'm already ignoring it, but these niggas pointed out, now I can't. Hey, boy, you know she had this limp?
So that shit don't work. It works for a little bit of time, but after that, it's like, yo, none of your niggas fuck with her. And that's not happy.
You bring up, hey, Mouse, you know she always had this lazy ass.
I didn't really, but you gotta understand, like, this generation these days, like, all right, boom, it's like, let's just go back when we was growing up, right?
Okay.
Let's go back to our generation. Oh, I'm like a little bit younger than you, though. So let's just go back to like our generation. So when we was growing up, how many YMCAs we had? How many Boys and Girls Club we had? How many little leagues we had? Mm-hmm. Like,
hey, there was always a tournament.
Always a block party where people's racing and competing and this, that, and the third. You don't see that nowadays. So how can a person mentally in their head teamwork? Because that's what basically a relationship is: teamwork.
And they ain't never had that growing up.
How? Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's the problem with this generation now. Like, everybody's stuck inside. Everybody's for me. They wake up by themselves. They go to sleep by themselves. they go out by themselves. You got people even go, like, literally eating by themselves. Like, going out to eat by themselves.
First of all, Trav, just fucking relax.
You're coming at him right now.
You're coming at me. Mighty hard, and I'm like, what the fuck I did?
By himself, nigga.
Yo, going to eat by myself is fire. You nobody reaches in my plate.
You know why he's saying this?
He's about to piss me off.
What? You have children?
Oh, I was about to say. I thought you were going to say something stupid.
No. How many kids you got?
I got two.
Grown.
Grown? Oh, yeah. They wearing your kicks type grown?
Yeah.
My foot not that small, bro. I got two girls.
They, his height.
Don't listen to him. My kid. He's lying.
Feel you
now.
Getting pilled. I feel you. Oh, yeah, you want to go. I know why you want to go to eat by yourself. You get pilled.
That's what I'm saying.
Everywhere I look around, somebody wants something. I got to sneak out the house.
I can't go to the street.
And these kids is old. Like, my kids is like.
It's not even that they're that old in age. They just they have, old they souls. Just,
yeah, like they have wants.
They've been
bro.
Here before.
Mm. Like, these kids for Christmas want it back, bro. Ooh,
hit.
So guess who their father is?
What that mean?
That's why they want
what does
these
that
things.
Have to do with anything?
If you lived in a cardboard condo.
I need to do that.
They wouldn't
bro,
have
I feel, listen, I was telling Ra earlier, I'm like, yo, I feel sorry for the young dudes coming up now, like trying to keep up with these young girls because you got these young girls jumping out of big boy cars with big boy bags and big boy watches. Like,
yo, my daughter, my 12-year-old, got her first pair of Rick Owens.
See? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like that's
and,
what,
she, and that's
like,
normal.
That's $1,300 on the
like
foot.
When she, and when she asked about it like on some, she didn't ask about it on some, like, who did? She asked about it on some, Dad, I know you fly. What you think about these? I was like, oh, Ricks. They cool? She was like, why I never seen him? I was like, it's not my thing. Like, I don't wear Chuck Taylors. I won't wear no Ricks. I'm talking to her like, right, I talk to her.
Conversation.
I'm like, the Geo baskets I might do, but those, I don't really like those. She was like, oh, okay. But you think they fly, right? I said, yeah. So I want a pair.
Mm.
I'm like, I don't fly.
There's better stuff than
I mean, there's others. Right. What's wrong with ones?
Right. No, that's all.
You haven't done anything no more.
See, God. I already told you, when I have children, they're going to learn to understand how certain things are fire, like that apple that's going to be wrapped up on Christmas. They're going, oh my, nigga, oh my God, an apple up so high.
Kill stuff is stocking.
Yo, it's going
to
be shit.
Believe it if you want to. I want y'all to believe the shit if you want to. Nigga Ryan's going to be a push over.
Yeah, I think Ryan will be
ran.
A push over.
He's going to get ran. Yo, there's going to be track marks on Ryan's back.
I definitely think
ran.
His
daughter, yeah. Cool, son, it's quiet.
Yeah, right.
I believe that. I don't believe it.
I believe that.
You gonna have to
old nigga don't got the energy, bro.
That's how much chicken I got.
Nah.
What you mean?
Right.
You not even bringing. Right. Nigga. Chicken. You not bringing no kid in the world if you ain't got it. So stop.
Nah. I take that back. You is gonna spoil your kid.
Exactly.
You know why? Just from.
Just because they got two kidneys.
Right. Yeah. What we spoke about over the weekend.
He get it. I get it. Fuck
you. You gonna be like.
He said, fuck them kids.
and niggas grew up not right with their father.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't, my kids don't stand it. My kids didn't stand a chance. Let me say, I didn't stand no chance. Like, I had a great, great, great father growing up who isn't my birth father. Mm. So I've seen what it looks like to be birth loved. By, and I also still see this nigga not do shit for me. Mm. So my kids is like, I'm like, oh, you ain't never gonna have that excuse.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, me and my oldest is beefing right now, but that's just because she's, you know, women are terrible. so she just got a head start. But my youngest is greatest in the world.
Thanks.
But yeah, let me ask y'all this. When it comes to fatherhood,
mm-hmm.
You got kids yet?
I got one.
You got one. Yeah. Before you had a kid, did you envision yourself as a father?
Yeah, actually, I prepared myself.
Before,
I said, once I hit this, we haven't a kid. So once I hit my goal, my shorty at the time, she was like, damn, I think I'm pregnant. In my head, I already knew she was pregnant. Like, you feel me? So I'm telling her, I know you're pregnant. She like, how you know? And I'm like, because
at the club. What you talking about?
That's I got you pregnant.
Right. The time I told you I didn't come yet. Yeah, I came.
I came.
5 minutes before.
I've been king.
Just extra pumps just
for
you.
I didn't come back.
Yeah.
I came back.
I'm still here.
When you come the second time, that's when you have to call it. No, I came.
I came back. I came, then I came.
Like 4-5. Came back is great.
Right, nigga.
Came back like
Jordan. This month of podcasting has been so fun, all right?
Now you're going to be here once a month.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You did it right that time. Don't remind me. Don't remind me.
You're going to be here once a month.
You don't have to keep reminding me.
Okay. Once.
All right.
The month.
You know what I'm doing? Coming back.
Coming back.
That is a callback.
That was it right there. That was good.
Trav, how can the people support your story? How can they support you? How they can support Coded Leaf and all your endeavors?
My Instagram page, Coded Leaf, at One Coded Leaf. At One Coded Leaf is the Instagram page for my t-shirts, for my tobaccos, Coded Leaf Tobacco, LLC. That's the IG. And make sure y'all, you know, tap in Shopify as well, www.codedleaf.com.
Are you doing turkey giveaways? Are you giving away turkeys in the hood yet?
Nah, for what?
That'd be doing no tournaments in the hood. Nothing.
Nah, I mean, I
just talked about. All
the- I do, but it's January. Why are you giving out turkeys?
I didn't say in January. I just like done a turkey giveaway.
Oh yeah, I did a give back. Okay. Of course, so
whenever I see entrepreneurs. Now, if you a nigga that got a job,
listen,
I don't ask for
much.
But nigga, that mean I'm an entrepreneur. Oh, so
listen,
you
we
don't
get no
turkeys back?
We do even.
What you do for the
vegan? We do even bigger. Hold on, we
you
do
got
even
a Brussels sprout giveaway.
I'm about to tell you. So
a kale off.
I'm about to tell you. Look, so we get our fabric manufactured in Indonesia and in Indonesia and also Bangladesh. It's like a shortage of trees. So 10 cents. For every t-shirt that's bought, 10 cents go towards planting a tree.
That's smart. I like that.
Right.
I like that. So you give it back to the actual community.
Right. So that's how you become sustainable. You have to give back. You have to, wherever your manufacturing is or wherever your place of design, you have to figure out where they lack and you have to help them. And that's how you become sustainable. That's why you see all these, when people put sustainable behind their brand, that means they're helping out whoever's manufacturing or wherever they're getting a product manufactured at, they're helping that community. So they're figuring out water, they might be dropping off water. They might be dropping off cots or little meals or this, that, and the third. So that's how you become sustainable, by helping the, you know, area around wherever you're manufacturing.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. Listen, for all y'all smokers or whatever you do with tobacco, support this brother, purchase from this brother, get you some t-shirt, get us some t-shirt.
Got you.
Don't just yeah, not have that fuss.
Got you, IG.
Nobody told you nothing. No, I guess. Do an interview. Promote your brand.
Bro, I really just stumbled up.
Niggas on 106 and Park come up there without no merch.
You're right. I really just stumbled up across this, man. It was definitely a pleasure being on this platform.
Of course. And always come back. Always come back. Chop it up. Let know what you
and
got
we
going.
And we're going to have a big party on February 2nd.
I'm going to be there.
February 2nd. The event tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not.
Well, they're going to miss that.
Yeah. Oh.
By the time this podcast comes out tomorrow.
But yeah, we do have an event tomorrow. Shout out to Viola.
Welcome to the podcast.
Shout out to Viola. Shout out to Acid Club, the new cannabis lounge.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Okay. It's not for you.
Sizzle.
Damn.
Sizzle out now.
Too much smoke.
Oh, definitely for me.
Yeah.
Definitely. Sizzle? What's that?
Sizzle. That's the name of the grabber.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get that, y'all.
Yeah.
Get that. Ry, you got anything going on?
Life. Y'all gonna see it when it hits the chain. Okay. Be right.
Yeah, Ry, you got anything going on? Life. Damn. Like, I don't have no
bills.
Bro, Ry always make it sound so depressing.
Should be didn't bad, you ever see him? Just the life.
Make the best out of what I got.
Life. I need that life.
Yeah.
I make the best of what I got.
Make the best of what I got, bro.
Shit
is hard.
Old ass nasty. Yo, I'm right here. Don't put mine off.
Oh, man.
But then
on that note, we'll see y'all asses next Monday.
Yo. Yeah.
That's Miles Jones. It's the guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.